Hello everyone, welcome back to another video on the Craft of the Draft channel. In this video, we're going to go through the under-16s Vic Metro v Vic Country game, the first game of the National Championships for the under-16s, along with NT and Tasmania that was the before this game. But a lot to unpack, and it's the first time we get to see these players on the big stage, really, in the representative colours, and it is very early in all of their careers, but we thought we're going to go through a couple of them, just highlight who we saw play pretty well, and there's still a long way to go, but touch on a few that, like the way they played in such a big game, it was naturally what you expect from the first game of an under-16 champs, where there's quite a lot of nervousness out there, a bit sloppy, and the scores probably reflected that. I think there was 2 goals, I think 35 minutes into this game, so it wasn't the prettiest spectacle, but there were some real standouts, and I think got to start at the top with Cody Walker, who is an Echuca boy. Father is Andrew Walker, who played games for the Blues, and he's now looks like he's following in his dad's footsteps.
Absolutely, yeah.
And he looks quite the player. There's every chance, and he could play for Bendigo come the end of the year as a double bottom major, but. Yep. Wow, what an elusive, crafty player through that midfield. Just the ability to take the game on. And he kicked their first 2 goals of the game, a big set shot from 50 metres to start it, and then another off a couple steps in the second quarter was absolutely terrific.
And in a low-scoring first half, those goals were like gold.
But he was so well positioned around the ground. His defensive efforts were there. Ability to kind of sell the candy at times late in the game as well. Just understands his midfield craft so well, and he was... Oh, I think we could both agree he was probably our favourite to watch out there.
Yeah, probably best on ground pretty comfortably. So like you said, he might get the opportunity as that 23rd player later in the year. But yeah, he kicked a penetrating goal from 50. Like you said, he's got the dash. He's got the poise as well. I was really impressed with the calmness. There's a lot of nerves and pressure. It's the first real opportunity to play for Vic Country. Obviously, there's interleague and that sort of representative footy when you're a little bit younger. But the biggest game these kids would have played, so you understand that nervousness and that inaccuracy, but he had that composure and he brought that from the first half and continued it all the way through. He really set the tone for Vic Country, so a really strong performance from the Echuca boy and one for Carlton fans to watch with interest for the next couple of years.
Oh, 100%, yeah. It was definitely a standout performance from him. Touch on another one of his Vic Country teammates was Will Malady. And I thought he was pretty productive all day. Really good hands deep inside 50. A few strong tackles laid inside 50 as well that forced turnovers and won free kicks. Really good moving patterns inside forward 50 as well. Great body work and really good composure as well. I thought a really complete performance that showed a few different elements and aspects of that forward craft to develop at quite an early age.
Yeah, absolutely. He generated so many scoring opportunities, just unfortunately finished with, I think, the 1.5 goals. So, yeah, that's the only area that was a little bit disappointing for him. But, yeah, he uses his body so well aerially. His tackle pressure was really strong as well. So good to see him play a strong game, the Gippsland Power Boy. Mitch Toner was one I really liked. There's going to be some conjecture around him just because he's so well built already. Is he the sort of player that uses his size, and that's why he's so much better than everyone else? But he just had some moments where he used his size really well, and his technique in terms of breaking tackles and that sort of thing was really good. A really powerful player, strong, and he's really skillful. His kicking efficiency quite good as well, but breaks tackles with ease. He's a Caulfield Grammar boy and he's a Dandenong Stingray. His brother Jack Toner also came through the pathway and is now at Williamstown VFL. But yeah, will be one to watch with interest as he develops.
Yeah, it was that natural strength, wasn't it? Just immense tackle pressure around the forward half of the ground, and thought his poise as well, moving inside 50 at times was good. Just lowered his eyes when he needed to, and strung above his head, just a neat ball mover. So yeah, really, really liked his game. I'll move to a first Metro player I want to bring up, Harry Van Hudham.
Yep.
And he was probably one of the tallest on the ground, and interesting to see if he keeps growing and where he'll end up in a couple of years' times. But he's a Northern Knights product, and he was that real prototype tall forward who presented well, got his hands out front and took some really strong grabs, just really strong hands in the end. Good body work, took a few good contested marks in the end and kicked a really nice goal. So really pretty a decent tall forward. Yeah. Productive performance on his end.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, teams in the next couple of years are going to have to look to shut down his run and jump at the footy, because when he does run and jump, he's really hard to stop. I've credited him with at least 5 contested marks. Yeah, yeah. So that's the sort of a game he played, which is really impressive for a big guy at this level, being so early in his development. I was really pleased with what I saw from him in terms of his ability to outbody his opponent. Just a couple of other Vic country boys I wanted to touch on. Cody Templeton, I thought, particularly in the first quarter, a really highly regarded Gippsland power boy. He's played some senior footy already. He played some senior footy last year, age 15, which is ridiculous to think about. But yeah, just brought that tenacity and work rate throughout the game, found plenty of the footy and was willing to get onto the last line of defence a couple of times, spent some time in the back line as well. But yeah, his kicking efficiency was quite good and I thought he was certainly up to the level. And then also Marlon Neoclius brought a point of difference with his speed, burnt opponents a couple of times on the lead, got separation up forward and yeah, moved really well.
Marcus Brassard as well, from a country perspective in terms of small forward craft, thought there's still a bit of there's a lot of development left clearly, but I thought he had the general gist of it down pretty well, where he was quite effective when he was able to move up the ground and provide a bit of a spark. When he moved forward, that general anticipation of the drop of the ball, where it's going to go, how to get himself in effective positions, ended up with a really nice snap goal. I thought there was all the groundwork of a really decent small forward was probably on show. I assume you'd agree on that one.
Yeah. I thought he was really proactive and busy and always looking to make things happen when teammates had set shots from, and it might have been Mitch Toner that had a set shot from 50 or more, and yeah, he just led up and was able to find the space and yeah, always looking to make things happen, got himself a shot in a more dangerous position. From a Vic Metro perspective, also want to touch on Max Matthews, probably a quieter day, his Sandringham Dragons boy, but just showed when he flies for the footy, he's able to take some really nice grabs and he's got a little bit of athleticism about him as well. Arky Butler, another Sandy Dragons boy who kicked a goal from 50, a really crucial goal from 50, and showed his smoothness and ability to step through traffic.
Yeah, 100%. He's had some very big outings at junior level for the Bowie Sharks and able to get front position so easily, a real tough, you know, contested forward, similar to Josh Murphy, you'd think, in the talent league at the moment for the Murray Bush Rangers, who, you know, really capitalise off getting that separation on their opponent. Brought the tackle pressure, was just clean and agile with ball in hand. Also was able to provide some defensive help. So it was pretty strong on all accounts from a forward perspective. But that's my main ones. Have you got any more to add?
I think those were probably the main ones. I thought Sam Harris did a couple of nice things as well. Jack Pousty brought real energy and spring, and he popped up at the right spots a couple of times. And Oakley Chargers boy is Jack Pousty, and Jack Dodorico as well. His positioning and ability to take a couple of intercept marks, particularly early, maybe fell out of it a little bit, but still did some nice things. Also worth touching on some of these boys from the Tassie Devils. The Tassie Devils won the first game against the Northern Territory, but the Northern Territory did give a really good account of themselves. Probably didn't expect them to be as close as what they were, but they were still able to, at halftime they were still in the game, and I don't think many people would have expected that. So Charlie Beauville, who we know had that 5-goal debut for Tassie and made some headlines, was quite strong for them. He kicked a couple of goals, but started down back and was a real general down there, had the strength and just had that class that some of his teammates were probably lacking. Like we say, it's obviously a big moment for these players, their first opportunity of representing their state. And yeah, then moved forward in the second half and was really good. Jess Bueller was another who was really strong throughout the day, as was Jackson Hay. Jackson Hay brought real class, and we know that's something that is really important to show. So it was good to see those boys play well, and they pieced it together for 4 quarters as well. So those were probably the main standouts from a Tasmania perspective. And yeah, they'll be players to watch come the end of the year to see if they get opportunities, as that 23rd player, Charlie Beauville and Jess Bueller, already having those opportunities. So we'll see what comes of them. But yeah, we'll certainly keep a close eye on the championships as they now move up to the Gold Coast. Obviously a great opportunity for recruiters and managers to sort of all meet up and that sort of thing. So that'll be interesting to see how they go and if some of these country Metro and Tassie boys that we touch on can continue their strong form.
100%. Well, that carnival will happen in a couple weeks' time. Thank you all for watching. Make sure to tune into our podcast where we have gone through each national championships game for the under 18 boys and given a full recap of each, even given our votes for each game. So if you're interested in the under 16s, I'm sure you'll be interested in the under 18s and the current draft crop. So thank you all for watching. Tune into some other videos on our channel for some more draft analysis, and we will see you in another video.